listening to the Tune and Talk Podcast, Episode 23, Interview of Christy Scanlon. Hello and welcome to the Tune and Talk Podcast, your rendezvous for animation interviews, brought to you by Fanboy Nation. I am your host, Whitney Grace, and I am glad that you decided to download and listen to episode 23, continuing with our month of the Ladies of Animation. Now, so far, we have had two glorious, glorious guests. The first was Marge Dean, who is the general manager over at Stupid Buddy Studios, and she has the privilege of working with Seth Green and many other creative and talented artists. I wish her the best of luck, as that is a new position for her, and given her success with her other ventures in the past, it's going to be fantastic and fun. The other wonderful guest we had was Miss Cheryl Henson, daughter of Jim Henson, and a very successful career woman in her own right. What I love about her career is not only is she promoting the work of her father, but also the art of puppetry in general. If you haven't studied puppetry or don't know a lot about it beyond the Muppets, while that is a great place to start, it is such a rich history. And check out some of Cheryl Henson's organizations just for the fantastic world of more puppetry. And also, don't forget to check out the Puppetry Center of the Arts down in Atlanta. They have a brand new building with a renovation and a whole new collection dedicated to Jim Henson and more puppetry from around the world. It's fantastic. Now, continuing on with the Ladies in Animation, I have another fantastic guest brought to you by the Women in Animation. It's a great organization dedicated to helping women have their voice heard in the animation industry. And what's great about them is by 2025, they want the whole animation industry to be 50-50. That means an equal split between male and female representation in the industry, which I think is really fantastic. And another great thing about the Women in Animation is they are very representative of not only women, but men, minorities, anyone who is just trying to get a start on their career, networking, and just, you know, dissemination of ideas. It's all about diversity and making the animation industry a greater place to work. Today's guest is Christy Scanlon, who is co-president with Marge Jean over at the Women in Animation. And she is not only energetic, very, very positive, but she's currently Technicolor's Vice President of Business and Development with Animation and Games. What I enjoyed the most after my interview with Christy was learning about her niche in the animation community. One of the reasons why I started Tune and Talk was, of course, to meet people at the forefront of the industry, but also talk to people who are more working in the, I guess I call it the back end. I'm not exactly sure what the more technical business jargon is, but it's people who work behind the scenes that you don't necessarily see in all the interviews or on camera or TV. And what I like about these people is they have a whole different perspective than a director or a voice actor or even an animator. And what is really great about Christy is she has not only a variety of experience working at different parts in the animation industry, but she has worked her way up the ladder to where she has worked in different jobs and aspects so that she has a very well-rounded perspective that she was able to share with me. And frankly, I learned a lot from talking with her. And what I think is very inspiring about Christy's career is, while I'm not exactly sure about her artistic capabilities, but I know she is very intelligent and talented when it comes to business matters. And she is also a big fan of animation. Now, I don't know about you, but I am a horrible drawer. And while I really wanted to be an animator growing up, well, here's what happens with my stick figures. They literally run away in fear when they see me coming with a pencil. It's as soon as I draw the stick figures, they're like, oh no, she's coming with more, run away. I've lost so many good drawings that way. What Chrissy's interview shows us is that you can be talented in an array of areas, and you can still work in the animation industry. It's just not drawing and voice acting. And the same thing with Marge Dean's interview is she is very good at organizing, being a leader, and controlling the chaos, from what I gathered. And so what these types of interviews of talking with different women who work in the animation industry is not only showing, you know, girls, but also boys as well, that it takes all kinds to make the animation industry go around. You know, it's a small animation industry after all. Yeah. So without further ado, here is Miss Christy Scanlon's interview. welcome to the bottom of the Tune In Talk podcast. I hope you enjoy that interview with Miss Christy Scanlon. As always, I would like to extend my gratitude once more for Christy to appearing on the show and for the assistance of the Women in Animation organization for helping arrange this interview, especially Fumi Kitahara. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope in the future we can schedule more interviews to get a well-rounded perspective of not only women in the animation industry, but just as the animation industry in general. Because as I said earlier, quoting the Disney attraction that Mary Blair designed, it's a small world after all, it takes all kinds to make it go around. So I will be continuing with the Ladies of Animation theme throughout the rest of the month. I have some really great guests, and I might have to continue with this a bit into December. I missed a week in November because, ironically, I was working on an essay in my Lotta Reiniger book about feminism. So I was still working on the same theme, just in the written sense and not the oral interview way. And part of that essay I was working on when it comes to feminism and women in the animation industry is it's pretty interesting, the research I uncovered about women in animation prior to the modern era. I mean, Lotta Reiniger was the first female animator and director in the whole world. And there was a great gap between female animation directors. We have several throughout history, but it really wasn't until the past 20 years that we saw literally more women directors in the chair. And I was reading Tom Sito's book, Drawing the Line, The Untold Story of the Animation Unions, from Bosco to Bart Simpson. Really great book. It includes a small section about what the animation industry was like for women. And to sum it up, it was just one giant sexual harassment suit waiting to happen. And I mean, I know that these times were radically different mentally from what we have today, but just how women in the workplace were treated, I can wrap my head around it, but I don't think I will ever be able to tolerate it. I mean, I know you have to take it in context of its history, but it's just blatantly rude and horrible. One of the stories that Tom includes in his book is there was this woman who worked in the ink and paint department at a studio, and she was rather voluptuous and had a nice figure, and a particular animator was literally obsessed with her. He would come around daily and feel her up, for lack of better words. And this wasn't uncommon behavior. If a woman said anything to the contrary of stop that or this is rude, I don't like that, she would get catcalled and people would say, you know, you're spoiling the fun. Why are you being such a nice queen? You know, taunts like that that are just disrespectful. But anyway, this woman in the ink and paint department got pretty sick of it really quickly. And who could blame her? And she couldn't do really anything about it until she had the brilliant idea to sew spikes into her bra. So she wore this, I guess for all better concerns, battle armor to work one day, and she wore a sweater over it so he couldn't see. And when he reached around to feel her in the front, he was met with a very rude stab in his hand, and suffice to say, he never ever bothered her again. But while I admire that woman's intelligence and just dexterity and all that stuff like that, it's just horrible that she had to do it, but it's funny in retrospect and funny back then. But it's amazing to me how things have changed. And if someone tried to do something like that now, man, we'd slap them with a sexual harassment suit faster than you can imagine. So we've come a long way, and I think we're going to go an even longer way, and as the women in animation say, 50-50 by 2025, and that's only 10 years, well, 9 years by 2016, and it's exciting to see how things are going to develop. So if you are interested in contacting me or the Women of Animation, my personal Twitter feed is @StorySequence, or feel free to contact me on the podcast on Twitter feed, which is @TuneInTalk, and it's really exciting. We're up to 25 followers now. Woohoo! And if you're interested in connecting with the Women of Animation, I will post links to their website as well as their Twitter and their Facebook pages. It's a great organization to join. There are some dues. But if you are looking for an organization that can help you with your career, where you can probably get mentorship or even just networking, think about joining. And I've joined, and I've loved every second of it. So the holiday season's coming up, and that means it's time for shopping. If you are interested in getting some holiday shopping with It's Quick and Easy, why don't you head on over to the TuneIn Talk Amazon link, which is located at tuneintalk.com/Amazon. That is Amazon is literally the largest shopping mall in the world, except you can shop from the comfort of your own easy chair, couch, desk, wherever you enjoy listening to your podcast and, you know, browsing the internet at the same time. I do have an Amazon store set up for the animation-minded. So if you're looking for specific products targeted to the animation fan in your life, go on over to the Tune and Talk Animation Store, brought to you by Amazon. Well, it's not really brought to you by Amazon, but it's my Amazon store, and you get my idea. So, any more housekeeping coming up? I'm sorry I've been slow with updates on the website. I'm getting into the last 6 months of the book, and I really have been grinding down to where I need to get some stuff done. And right now I am writing about how the Nazis wanted to have their own version of the Walt Disney Studios. Not necessarily exact copy, but copying them in success. And while they had the ambition, man, it was a dismal failure. But you can read about it in the great book, Animation Under the Swastika. And if you're interested to learn a bit more about the early days of American animation, Drawing the Line by Tom Seto is a fantastic book that gives you a general overview of what animation was like for women, minorities, and, you know, just anyone in general. And it has a concentration on animation unions. So pretty interesting read, good reads all around. So that is all the housekeeping I have. Happy Thanksgiving. Drive safe. Be safe. And if you are getting snowed in, since this is November, man, I hope you have a good shovel. So that brings us to the end of another episode of the Tune and Talk podcast. And now, if you'll excuse me, I am going to go right about the Nazi version of the Walt Disney Studios. Joy. And that is how I'm going to spend my turkey day. I'll see you in episode 24, everyone.